The following episode deals with mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Deborah Scaling Kiley sat in a rubber dinghy in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, reciting the Lord's Prayer in a desperate attempt to convince herself she hadn't gone mad. The water surrounding the boat had turned a sickly shade of red as the blood of her devoured crewmate rose to the surface. The Trashman yacht had been lost at sea for 3 days, originally consisting of 5 crew members. What started out as a simple voyage had quickly turned into a hellish nightmare on the freezing and treacherous Atlantic waters. In this perilous tale, you can decide if the Trashman yacht had been destined for disaster all along, or had it been a voyage made worse due to a string of poor decisions by its crew members? Or did it all come down to luck? A roll of the dice in this episode of Deadly Misadventures. You knew your time would come, and you knew there was a price to pay. I just can't help but smile, see the satisfaction on my face, 'cause I knew that there would come a day I'm gonna do bad things, do it like it's nothing. Being bad has never felt so good, doing bad things to you, doing bad things to you.
Unlike the ocean waters she eventually fell in love with, Deborah Scaling's early life was anything but calm. Born in Throckmorton, Texas in 1958, Deborah suffered through somewhat of an unhappy childhood. Her parents divorced when she was just a baby, and her mother went on to marry several more times before Deborah was even 10 years old. One of her mother's partners became physically abusive towards young Deborah, and by her early teens, she developed an eating disorder, an illness that stayed with her right until adulthood. However, Deborah didn't let these hardships consume her. She developed a resilience to these struggles, something which would aid her later in life. At age 8, Deborah attended Camp Grady Spruce in Texas, and it was there she discovered sailing for the first time. She spent her days sailing and worked on boats as a teenager, and by age 20, her love for sailing overshadowed everything else in her life. So much so, she dropped out of her placement at the University of Texas to focus full-time on sailing. When one crew job ended, Deborah immediately began searching for the next one, quickly racking up some achievements on the high seas. Deborah took part in sailing competitions such as Race Week in Antigua and the prestigious Whitbread Race, becoming the first woman to successfully sail around the world.
Such grueling missions had hardened Deborah to a life at sea, and she believed that no voyage could defeat her, least of all a simple 5-day trek from Maine to Florida.
In the fall of 1982, Deborah is floundering around. She's working as a waitress in Bar Harbor, Maine. Her only thoughts are about her next journey into the ocean. She decides to go down to the boatyard and advertise her services as a crew member. She will be contacted by a man named John Lippeth, the captain of the Trashman yacht. If you spent any time on the water, you'll find that a lot of boats have weird or funny names. The Trashman was named after the owner's success in the garbage industry. John had been hired to deliver the yacht from Maine to a new owner in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Deborah thought John was a decent enough sailor, but she found that he wasn't very reliable. In the 3 weeks they spent prepping the Trashman, Deborah frequently found him intoxicated at the boathouse bar. On some mornings, she found him passed out in the boat crew's quarters. Other sailors let her know that John had a quite unsavory reputation, but his experience as a seaman spoke for itself. So Deborah gave him the benefit of the doubt. They were struggling to find additional crew members, so John brought along his girlfriend Meg. She had zero experience, had barely stepped on a yacht, but John didn't seem to care because he just wanted more warm bodies to help. In October 1982, the three set sail for Florida. They stopped in Annapolis, Maryland to pick up more crew. There they found Brad Kavanaugh and Mark Adams. Deborah was actually familiar with Brad, and she trusted him as a competent sailor. Mark, however, she didn't know. Much like John, Mark was a heavy drinker. He was loud, brash, and aggressive, which was a perfect match for John, who ended up recruiting him immediately. Mark claimed he would soon be captaining a ship named the Ocean Greyhound. It was a prestigious yacht that took part in the Whitbread race, which Deborah had previously competed in. So with those credentials, Deborah assumed he must be a decent sailor. She had her doubts, so she decided to contact the owner of the Ocean Greyhound and ask about Mark. He told her he'd never heard of a Mark Adams, nor had he ever spoken to a Mark Adams, and the ship wasn't even scheduled to be sailed anytime soon. Deborah began to have serious doubts about this trip. Between the captain being untrustworthy, Meg's inexperience, and it turns out that Mark was a liar. So in Deborah's mind, only Brad could be trusted. While they were docked, Deborah took John aside and told him about her doubts and worries. She told him the crew they had assembled were incapable of making the trip, and attempting to do so could put their lives at risk. When John pushed back, she said she didn't want any part of this journey. So John told Deborah if she quit, he'd make sure she'd never sail again.
And so Deborah returned to the trash man and took off into the sea with her four crewmates. Little did she know, her instincts were more trustworthy than she could have ever imagined.
You can hear all Deadly Misadventure episodes ad-free right now with a subscription to Wondery Plus. Start your free trial today at wondery.fm/deadlyplus.